Hello, and welcome to IRI Growth Insights, featuring IRI thought leaders, industry partners, and guests. For more than 40 years, IRI has been known for its invaluable data, but these podcasts explore insights that the data reveal to fuel disruption and market growth for CPG, retail, healthcare, and media industries. I'm your host, Tanya Shockhart, coming to you from my home office in Southern California. So today I'm joined by Livia Martucci, Vice President of the Analytics and Shopper Behavior Insights Team at IRI in Italy. Welcome, Livia, joining me from Milan.
Hi, thank you. So
I know last week you spoke with my colleague, our colleague, Joan Driggs, for a discussion around CPG retail lessons from Italy. And today we're going to kind of dovetail that conversation into one around how Italians are spending their free time at home during quarantine and how their interactions with media will change based on their experiences. So, Livia, I think Italy's been on lockdown since maybe March 11th. Correct me there, you know, keep me honest. That's about 6 weeks now, certainly long enough to see what kinds of trends are emerging. But how are you spending your time? How are Italians spending their time?
The extra time at home, people increase very much the usage of the internet overall. Mm-hmm. Around 68% of the people we surveyed a few weeks ago say that they increase their time span, but also the TV has increased quite similar to 53%. So let's say that the main media have increased in terms of time spent. That means also frequency, time average, times dedicated, and also also reach from the media perspective. In addition to there has been a lot of increase in, chatting with friends and families.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Using, the traditional digital application.
Yep.
And in fact, from this perspective, we saw from Facebook release that WhatsApp video.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
1,000%
crazy
in a group calling, so yeah. More than two on video calling. I mean, mm-hmm. And even Instagram has the Instagram and Facebook Live,
yes,
has doubled in the last weeks, which are amazing numbers,
yes.
Yeah. So for the messaging from Facebook, the Facebook Live have increased. Very, very much. So all the usage for sharing, information, moods, thoughts among the friends and family took a long time. Around 40% of our respondents say, yeah, we have increased very much this, as well as social media.
Yeah, and are they? They're just connecting with loved ones, maybe. I don't know, talking about school, engaging with colleagues for work, exercise, what kinds of things are they using that app for? Those apps, I should say.
The first, they were looking for information, for news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
News was really the hot topic. And also, the other aspect is the one of the Italian aspect is about educations, mm-hmm. having all the school leadership at the children, all the people, the students were at home. They yeah. start having remote education at day five, let's say.
Okay.
So the big change in behavior on this.
Yeah.
So education application had a very big impact on this, a big usage. Yeah. And also, and
not,
you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not just about online activities, right? Are they, are there other metrics that you can share about how else they're coping at home, you know, offline as well?
Well, the one of the most increased areas is reading. Reading is around 38%. Whatever is the kind of reading, but also listen to music, our video games, mm-hmm. or online competitors has been very fashionable, or people having a gym through an application online. There's been a lot of increase in, you know, in keeping your community of, from the gym places, mm-hmm. and is. And also other activity that has increased very much staying at home is cleaning your home.
Yes.
also because, also because there has been a lot, you know, it's been, we have become more sensitive on this, especially from the hygiene and disinfection point of view.
Sure. Yep.
DIY. So take care of your home.
Yeah.
And but one of the very typical Italian things is cooking much more at home. So home transformation. We saw in fact of specific categories increase, like flour, sugar, honey, yeast, all the products that you need to make pasta, bread, or cookies, or things like that. Our category grows like 100%, 200%, 300% in this.
Wow. Area. Yeah.
So yeah. The big chefs are, you know, are working at home.
Yes.
Millions of Italians are turning big chef.
Turning into chefs. Yeah. And you mentioned, I know you mentioned do it yourself projects. I'm not surprised by that either. You know, I know just anecdotally here, you know, we're talking about refinishing furniture. That what else have we got to do, you know? I do want to talk a little bit about, before we get into media consumption, because I know that that's an important topic as well, but I'm just curious, what kinds of activities were Italians doing with their time before COVID-19? Did that put you on the spot?
Well, clearly the activity, the big change is just missing here is activity out of home.
Yeah.
In terms of expenditure, just to give you an idea, in food and drink outside for out of home consumption, it nearly accounts for 35% of total consumption.
Mm-hmm.
There is clearly a very strong social activity. So it's because that you meet people for a drink, for a dinner, for a breakfast, for a coffee. So the social activity is quite high and very frequent during the day life, the normal day life.
Yeah.
It's really missing here. And some aspects, even you know, shopping is a big activity here. Whatever is the kind of shopping, but I'm talking about shopping in the brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
So we often shopping to buy fresh products in the store, so more than once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the store of your neighborhood, and you go once a week to do the big purchase for the next week to the hypermarkets or the big supermarkets. And we used to go outside in the neighborhood area very frequently.
Yeah. Italians are very social. Very friendly. Yeah.
We will come back to.
You will. You will indeed. You will lead us back, I have no doubt. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about media consumption. The audience sizes for TV, things like that. What about even This is a podcast I did with Jennifer Polino last week also around advertising budgets. So there's some things we can talk about there.
Absolutely. It's here is an incredible change. People being staying at home. One of the things that happened that was a little bit, you know, reducing the last years is to look at the movie at evening altogether.
Mm-hmm.
In, you know, coming back in those weeks. And just to give you an idea, so in terms of the average audience at TV, the growth here in Italy in those weeks has been, you know, between 20% and 30% compared mm-hmm. to the pre-COVID era, which is a huge number if you consider that TV was losing slowly audience
mm-hmm.
in the last years in favor of other, you know, media, typical digital one. So, and at the prime time in those weeks, at evening, there were an average 30 millions of people in front of the TV. So,
wow.
50% of population in front of the TV, which is a yep. huge number.
That is.
And this is overall TV. So, traditional broadcasts, online TV, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's a very big change. And I read some similar trend also in the UK. So I would say that there is a common behavior across Europe on this for the TV has come back. And the other I would like to mention is about the digital.
Yeah.
The general news, visits to the apps and websites in Italy has increased the most across Europe. It's more, if you consider 100% the level of visit in the before COVID period.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're at 230-250%. They
wow.
have small points and half. So it's a huge increase. And the other countries have a great increase, like Germany around a 200% increase, and as well as Spain and France and UK.
Yeah.
News to get, you know, information how the mm-hmm. COVID is going, what's happening, what are the behavior, what's happening in the hospital, all this kind of information
right.
that really we want to know. But also in addition, I think one of the interesting things is also that food and grocery retailer site or app have increased a lot, so even the visits. And Italy top was the number one across Europe, so plus 200%, very similarly to UK. And the reason why are several, because one of the things is the online increase of exactly, you know, double the volumes here, yeah. the purchasing of, you know, food.
Of course, yep.
So is a very similar number in terms of visits. Also to get information about the queues. Here in Italy, we are having, especially in the previous week, the weeks of the big panic.
Yes.
We had a very, very long queue outside the store. It was very common that to get in into the store, you had to wait for 1 hour or 2 hours.
And were you social distancing at that time also? So I know some of the grocery markets here had us standing 6 feet apart. They actually put X's down, you know, on the sidewalk before you could get into the store. So you were distancing before they even let you in the store.
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very, you know, a queue, well-mannered queue.
Yeah.
And also when you get in, you have to respect the social distance. And there clearly there is a limited number of access that can happen at the same time in the store. So store are not crowded. And if you want, is really, you know, is the success of the store is to be crowded. So it's is an amazing impact also on productivity, no? And in fact, we have now some apps that can tell you how long is the queue.
Oh, okay.
And some retailers have supply now an app where you booked when to get into the store.
That's great.
So when it's your time, you can go to the entrance, you show the code, and you get in.
Yeah, that's smart.
So all those kind of things. So queuing, getting information about the queue, and online purchasing clearly has increased the number of visits to the food and grocery retailers.
Yeah.
And the other is education. As I was mentioning before, the sites here increase, site apps about education increase 150% in Italy. Mm-hmm. UK top reached also 250%. And also being at home, as I mentioned before, the entertainment site and apps increase and double across Europe the number of the visits. So all the media exposure has increased in every segment, with the exception clearly of the outdoor media, cinema media, newspaper media. So those area has been, has decreased the number of interaction clearly.
Yeah. That's why I was asking, just to hear you while you're sitting in Milan, talk about what, life was like for Italians before, just to really sort of emphasize the significance of those numbers, right? Those are big numbers from a consumption perspective. Yeah. Yeah. Just speaks to the reality of what we're going through, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is, the roads, the city are completely empty. And the houses are crowded. So,
right. Right. Oh, that visual. Well, what other trends are you seeing? I know we wanted to touch a little bit on, sort of the very, very natural concerns about what the new normal might look like. Coming out of this, but were there any other trends that you wanted to touch on from a consumption perspective?
From the consumption perspective, now the future, clearly is really uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that the more the COVID spread will continue, although at lower level. So the more this will happen in the next months, the more the concern will stay high in order to be safe. What does it mean is that, first of all, we will continue to have lower consumption out of home.
Mm-hmm.
We will increase consumption at home. That means from the supermarkets will benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
The online will be high. We continue to be high in terms of level of volumes. There will be a huge change in the let's say business model of the Oreca stores, restaurant, bar. there are many others stores that are supposed to be closed. They are closed, but they can deliver at home. So there's been a huge increase of a home delivery offering. The delivery stores. So these are big changes. There has been a big change also in terms of store loyalty.
Yeah.
Because we have been forced to shopping next to your house. So the small store, convenience store has increased their sales of 40%. It's just an amazing number.
Yeah.
Why so, last year until that?
Livio, I was going to say, just back to the online home delivery, just to sort of drive home that point. When we talk about the new normal, right now online and home delivery, that was a huge pivot. And you're saying that might not change in the new normal, right? We might just keep that. Maybe not at the peak it's at right now when things start to return to whatever this new normal is going to be. But you're saying that might be something that levels out.
Yes, we believe. So just to give an idea, before COVID, the online purchases were very low in Italy until the fast moving consumer goods, So the way was around less than 1%. Mm-hmm. Today, we're at close to 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Underestimated because the delivery time usually was 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now come 7 days, but with peaks of 3 weeks.
Okay.
As I was mentioned before, there are other stores that are offering online delivery, and the demand has diverted into these new areas, new stores. So in the long terms, probably they will come back to the store, to our stores, through, and we will use more frequently in the past the online. Now we forecast that the way the importance of the online will be from 2%, which is actually today, or even around 3%, or a little bit more.
Wow.
This will depend if the COVID will finish in a few months or will last also for next year.
Yeah.
If we last for more than 6 months, we believe the online will continue to grow in terms of relevance.
Right. Yeah.
Because this is the most safe way to get your food at home.
Yeah, that's right.
And we ask also to the retailers and to manufacturer, to consumer, everyone is saying this will be the online growth. This will be the key growing factor for the next future.
Yeah. Boy, that's a big takeaway for this podcast, I think, isn't it? From a forecasting perspective. Yeah.
And is a great opportunity for investments.
Mm-hmm.
But today, not all the supermarkets deliver at home or do click and collect.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, new organization will get in. It could happen also that even discounters will offer online purchase through click and collect. And I'm saying this because we know that when there is a recession, discount shares increase rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we've covered quite a few topics, right, Livio? We've covered how Italians are spending their time, some media consumption, increases in audience as a result of that. We've touched on, what some aspects of new normal might look like. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about? I know advertising budgets was something we had had talked about.
Yeah, exactly. We are seeing a huge advertising budget cuts from some companies that were suffering due to the trends, especially the one that were involved in the out consumption, heavily in there. But even other company cut the budget, and it cut also the advertising because the content had to be revised in order to be, let's say, more in line with the consumption occasion and the also in terms of value in this period. So we saw some huge changes from some companies that were less talking about products, more talking about we are close to the Italian people.
Right. We're in this together, changing the messaging, right?
Changing the messaging, you know, to be more social, I don't know, to say more sensitive somehow.
Yes.
And on the other side, there have been, you know, the cost of the media to go on air on TV, for example, has been dramatically reduced.
Of course, yeah.
So once there was a big opportunity there to overinvest compared to your market share and build your brand equity for the future. And even because some brands, you know, lost their consumer, because if you have shelves with out of stocks, you have to buy another brand. Mm-hmm. Or if you, as mentioned before, if you switch from your usual store to another store, you may not find your brand. And so, I mean, from the brand perspective, there are several, you know, the reason to invest in advertising, to retain your loyal consumer, to consolidate your new consumer you might earn in those. But clearly, when a company, you know, is growing around 20%, might consider that in the short terms can reduce the advertising, increase profitability. This be another, you know, point of view.
Yeah. Well, Livia, was there anything else you wanted to chat about today? I've really enjoyed this conversation.
No, I think we cover all the points, and we are looking forward to, you know, be more relaxed in terms of behavior consumptions. And in the next week, you should be allowed to go out more easily. And so really, the big question here today is how will change, how quickly or slowly will be the new normal, close to the old normal. We will monitor very, very frequently how the things will change from, you know, several perspectives. And I think is the topic of many countries in Europe at this stage. I don't know in US, but you know, countries are now restarting, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
that's a journey.
Yeah, it's an odyssey for sure. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and we will continue to look to Italy for learnings during this pandemic and on the other side of it as well. So please stay healthy, and I hope to speak to you again soon.
Okay, stay healthy, everybody. Thank you for your time. Bye. Ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening. Please visit IRIWorldwide.com to view the IRI COVID-19 dashboard and insights portal, where you'll have access to daily updates, in-depth reports, as well as observations and implications for the CPG retail industry. Please become a subscriber of IRI Growth Insights and let us know what you want to learn more about. We'll serve it up in a future IRI Growth Insights episode. Look for us wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to review IRI Growth Insights. Also, visit us on the web at iriworldwide.com and connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.